We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Monday, everybody. By the way, forgot to tell you something here, Patrick. At 3:40, I'm going to need your participation so you can start firing those little neurons. It's the let those synapses work properly. At 3:40, in honor of President's Day, okay, the three most presidential people in sports and the three people in sports, people or things, people, places, or things that require impeachment. All right, 3:40 p.m. today, the most presidential people in sports and those requiring impeachment on President's Day, 3:40 p.m. Loaded show for you today, guys. No days off. I feel like Bill Belichick saying that. No days off. No days off. Great to be here with you. Thanks to Patrick Brown. You know, showing the true meaning of Iron Man. Coming from the golf course this morning, where job number one takes place, and flying over here an hour away to job number two. Appreciate having him with us over the next 4 hours. Jerry Palm of CBS Sports, bracketologist, expert extraordinaire on college basketball, is slated to join us at 4 p.m. Mark Whiteman. Mark Whiteman here locally, TV news anchor, joins us at 5:20 on Clemson and South Carolina beginning their baseball seasons. Along the way, so much more to get to. Big deal, little deal, or no deal. Some thoughts on NBA's All-Star Weekend. Three burning second-half questions in the NBA season as well. What I love about the Upstate will be heard on the show today, as well as the unprecedented situation that baseball finds itself in today and what they need to do about it. All of the above and so much more right here on the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina, as awarded by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. We are Offsides. Part of what makes us what we do is that we are the most interactive sports radio show here in South Carolina. That means we get to you through as many means as possible. Today it's Patrick and I throwing the party, but we don't have much of a party if your participation, if you're not there with us, all right? So here are the four ways you can chime in with us. Via Twitter, at Mark Ryan on air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on air, at MacBrown22 for Patrick, and at ESPN Upstate. Our rule being, if you are following us, we will get to your tweets live and on the air. The text line, 71307. Just put the word ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. And you may email the show, M-A-R-C Ryan, Mark Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All the ways you can be a part of it. Fantastic local weekend in college football. Fantastic local weekend in college football as it pertains to Clemson and as it pertains to college basketball, as it pertains to South Carolina. Job well done by both. Clemson with its second top five victory of the season, this time punking Louisville. Louisville was down by double digits the entire game. South Carolina, very critical win, 63-61 over Tennessee. And ladies and gentlemen, very interestingly about the Gamecocks, for the first time this entire season, the Gamecocks have appeared on ESPN's Bubble Watch. We've been saying now for a few weeks, you know, the seasons for Clemson, the seasons for South Carolina, they seem to be mirroring each other, very mediocre in their mirroring. But over the last few weeks, there's been a gap that's been built between those two teams, a bridge between those two. South Carolina has won 8 of its past 10 games, is now 8-4 in SEC play. 81 teams total are included in ESPN's bubble watch. That includes the 20 automatic bids, 33 bubble. I'm sorry, that includes all of the automatic bids and 33 bubble teams. But in the totality of their bubble watch, they have 81 teams listed for 68 spots, all of which tells you that South Carolina is now one of the top 81 teams in the country, or one of the top 81 contenders for 68 berths in March Madness. Really, really great to see. The first time we've seen this the entire year. And it's South Carolina's resume, and this is where they become very much like Clemson again, is schizophrenic, is completely and totally schizophrenic. They have 2 inexplicable losses at home to Boston University and Stetson. I'd love for somebody to explain that to me. I don't understand that at all. But then you also have the win over Kentucky. You also have an 8-4 record, which ties you for 4th place in the Southeastern Conference. And you've won 8 out of your past 10 games. So South Carolina, the bad loss is kind of hanging them down. But overall, same record as my alma mater, 16-9. And the same record as my alma mater, Florida, 8-4 in the Southeastern Conference. You start to put up those numbers, you start to have those sorts of records, and you become considered for the NCAA tournament. Now, interestingly, bracketology is out right now. Joe Lenardi's latest bracketology, and South Carolina is nowhere to be found. Guess who is there, Patrick Brown? Anybody? Fry? Bueller? Furman? Furman is in the bracket. Now, as of this moment, Lenardi has Furman as the representative from the SoCon, and he has East Tennessee State, also from the SoCon, as the first team out. We are going to be live at the convention center in Asheville in a couple of weeks for the SoCon tournament, where this all will be decided. East Tennessee State, Furman, vying for the berth, the automatic berth, in a league that traditionally only has one bid. Might this year be a different year? By itself right now, East Tennessee State is on the verge of inclusion into the tournament. East Tennessee State win over LSU earlier this year. Big win. Furman had Auburn in overtime, which would have been a massive win, and they'd be solidly in the tournament, but they couldn't figure out a way to get that done. So first four out right now, East Tennessee State, VCU, Minnesota, Utah State. Next four out, NC State, Richmond, Georgetown, and Memphis. I don't see any South Carolina there at this point, and I don't see any Clemson. And this is where Clemson fans get mad at me. And this is where, I may get myself in a bit of trouble, because as you guys know, I host the post-game show for Clemson in the Clemson Network, but I do that after 12 to 15 football games a year for an hour and a half. I do this job 365 days a year, and I have a greater responsibility to keep it real with you guys, and that's what I'll always do. I've always said, I don't think I'll ever be a guy that somebody would hire to be the play-by-play voice, Patrick, of a school. And the reason for that is I'm too honest. You know, you got to kind of see things through rose-colored lenses to be the play-by-play voice of a team, of a school. You have to keep things positive all the time. I'm not able to do that, man. I've got to keep it real. I've got to keep it real. And so Clemson beats Louisville over the weekend. They've beaten Duke. They've beaten Louisville. They're sitting there at only 13-12, 7-8 in the ACC. But the bar is still the tournament. Ladies and gentlemen, that is where the bar is set. And the win over Louisville, am I nuts for thinking this, doesn't change the prognosis much. Short of winning the ACC, there's nothing Clemson can do to get in. Nothing. There is nothing they can do to get in. And I say this, and I say this on social media, and the statistics say that only 8% of you 8% of our valued listening audience are on Twitter, but 8% of you, some of you on Twitter, got mad at me because they said, good gosh, Mark, we just won the game. Can you let us enjoy it? Sometimes for me, this is a flaw. I always see things from a wide lens. Sometimes I have a difficult time narrowing it. You guys wanted me to leave you alone. Let me enjoy the win, Mark Ryan. Well, the reality is you're still not making the tournament. And there's nothing you can do to win get in the tournament unless you win the ACC tournament. And what are the odds that that's going to happen? And so I come back to my point with Brad Brownell that if two tournament berths in 10 years, one in the last nine, is good enough for you, you, Clemson, have the right coach. And I mean that literally, and I mean that sincerely. If two tournament berths in 10 years is good enough for you, you have the right coach. If not, you need a different one. Because ultimately in life, ladies and gentlemen, we will all be a reflection of what we can what we will accept. Okay? Certain men, certain women will accept certain treatment, and other people will not. Will you accept mediocre treatment in your life? You know, Clemson fans tell me, well, Brad Brownell with the Sweet 16 is responsible for one of the four best seasons in Clemson basketball history. Expect more. Expect better. Up your standards. Up your expectations. To which you say to me, up yours, Mark Ryan. I get it. I understand. You're frustrated. You're upset. Some other people have said to me on social media, Mark, who do you suggest that Clemson gets? All right, smart guy. Who do you suggest that Clemson gets to replace Brad Brownell? That's not how it works. You know, in any relationship, personal or professional, Patrick, if you're in a personal relationship and Patrick is newly married, how's that going, by the way, Patrick?
Well, she hasn't killed me yet, so good.
That's fantastic. Wonderful to hear. Congratulations to the newlywed here in the building, Patrick Brown. Here's the thing. In any personal relationship, you know, if you're a good person, if you're a good guy, you don't line up somebody else before your current relationship is over. You don't do that. You make a determination as to whether your relationship is working or not. That's the first determination that has to be made. Brad Brownell isn't working at Clemson. It's just not working. It's not working if you hold your hand, if you have decent expectations for the program. You're a legitimate, bona fide ACC school in a sport where saying that is not an embarrassment. Okay, that's embarrassing as hell in football to be a legitimate ACC school. In basketball, look, it's you in the Big Ten, and that's, you know, you guys are the creme de la creme. You're a legitimate ACC member, and you're settling for peanuts. You're settling for a sub sandwich, man, when you could be having filet mignon on a daily basis. Why settle? It's my message to people in life. It's my message to you as fans. You will ultimately be a reflection of what you are willing to accept. So stop accepting mediocrity. But Mark Ryan, Brad Brownell is such a great guy and a wonderful person, and he's one of us. I'm not disputing any of that. At some point, it comes down to the results. At some point, it comes down to what you are willing to accept. And if this is good enough for you, just being very honest, not being smug, if this is good enough for you, he's the right guy. You'll make the tournament once every 5 years on average. Once out of every 10 years, you'll make the Sweet 16. You know, Florida, my alma mater, is also a football school. And Billy Donovan changed the expectations at a football school to the point where Gator fans now have unrealistic expectations of the basketball team. And many tell me that the expectation should be a Sweet 16 every year at a football school. Think of the difference between Florida basketball and Clemson basketball. Two football schools, two different set of expectations from the fan bases. Ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, you will be a reflection of what you will accept. So what are you going to accept? Is this good enough? Two tournament berths in 10 years, is that good enough? You tell me. And don't tell me I need to tell your next coach already. That's not how it works. You decide if that relationship is working, and if it's not, you move on. You move forward. I am making the decision today on behalf of you guys that Brad Brownell cannot be the guy. Okay? We have a text coming in. Bob Ritchie from Furman should be the next head coach. Look, he's doing good work. He's doing really, really good work. Who can get you into the tournament? Patrick, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I get the sense that probably 60-40 of Clemson fans are with me. Probably 60-40 are with me that they want to move on. But the Clemson culture is very nice and very courteous and very family-oriented. So they say it quietly. They text me about it. They show up in my DMs about it because they don't want it to be publicly seen. They don't want to be besmirching the Clemson name, the Clemson family. The reality is, look, man, you and I, Patrick, are in the results-oriented business. This is a results-oriented business. Nice guy, great guy, family guy, not good enough.
I think those are more the Clemson fans that are quiet about this. The Clemson alma maters that I know have been vocal about Brad Brownell being fired ever since they made the tournament. They didn't want to make the tournament because they wanted to let him go. That's what my alma mater friends are saying to me. I didn't go to Clemson. I have no affiliation with the school. But here's the thing. If Dabo Swinney was doing the same performance as Brad Brownell was, you would all be wanting him gone. Let's face realities here.
100%.
Okay? You would want him gone because in your eyes, football's the big ticket. Now, I know basketball around here, especially up here in the upstate and even in Columbia, it's not the high-key markup. It's usually football, we take a little break, and then baseball. But the thing is that you guys want Monty Lee to go to the College World Series every year, and when we don't make it, you're upset.
Well, guess what? For all the talk about college baseball in this area, neither Clemson nor South Carolina opened the year ranked in the top 25. For all the talk about how elite these programs are you really elite? If neither one of you are in the top 25 when the season begins... Michael Stathakis tweets into the show. He says, in honor of President's Day, Clemson basketball is like Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote but losing the Electoral College. She won a few big contested states, Duke and Louisville, namely, North Carolina and Kentucky, but didn't spend time winning some of the smaller contests along the way, and it comes back to bite them.
I agree 100%. And like you said, they have to win the ACC in order to go in. Whereas
and you and I both know that's not happening.
It's not happening, but we've seen crazier things happen. It could happen in some alternate universe, but for right now, I don't see it happening. I don't see there's a way that you could beat Duke twice, that you could beat Louisville twice. And you have to play Florida State sometime this year, which, by the way, is a football school and ranked number 9 in the country in basketball.
Yeah, you'd have to get by Duke, Louisville, and Florida State, 3 top 11 teams this year. Virginia is also easily in the tournament right now. You know, you look at Clemson's schedule, and it's just, I totally get people's frustration with this team, man. I totally get it. I totally understand. This is a team over the course of the year with lost to South Carolina, lost to Yale, lost to Miami, lost to NC State, lost to Wake Forest, lost to Notre Dame, lost to Pitt. Losses to all these teams, but then wins over Duke and Louisville. I don't get it. I just, it doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense to me. And when you have such a vast difference in the consistency of the effort of your team, you look no further than the head coach. And spare me the injury nonsense, ladies and gentlemen. Please spare me. 2 tournament berths in 10 years, and people want to talk about 2 or 3 injuries over 3 months. 2 tournament berths in 10 years. I mean, good God, if only in all of our relationships we could be as patient, we could receive as much patience as Brad Brownell has received from the Clemson faithful, from the Clemson brass. He's had plenty of time. He's not gotten the job done. Agree or disagree with this assessment? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. And this is what you have to deal with, Clemson fans. Texter says Clemson football fans don't care about the basketball team because they're Duke basketball fans. Clemson fans, if that is true, that is such a bad look, man. That is such a freaking bad look. Don't let that be you. Coming up next... drastic times call for drastic measures. I'll explain as it pertains to Major League Baseball. This is Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Let us check on the Twitter. You guys are chiming in. Rachel Mann, friend of the show, Rachel Mann, she says beating UNC at Chapel Hill for the first time ever, along with beating Louisville and Duke, affords him at least another season. Rachel, Michael Jordan isn't walking through that door for UNC. Neither is Jerry Stackhouse. Neither is Julius Peppers. UNC is a joke this year. You can basically refer to them the same way that you would refer to Northwestern in basketball this year. The same way that you would refer to any crappy team in any crappy league. They're awful. So get UNC out of your head for a minute and just say a crappy team. You beat Louisville and Duke, but Rachel, how does that not frustrate the hell out of you as a fan? You're capable of this. You're capable of wins over two number two seeds that are still number two seeds despite losing to you. And you're not good enough to beat the tournament. You make the tournament. How does that make any sense? You know, he deserves another year. He beat Louisville. He beat Duke, which means what? Which means what? If you don't make the tournament, it means what? You're 13-12. You're 7-8 in the ACC. Why does it matter that you beat Duke and Louisville? You could have lost those games, won two other games, beaten Wake Forest and Miami that you lost to, same record. It all counts to the same irrelevant season, Rachel. Tiger fan Clint says, yo, not a Duke fan. I will wear my orange going 0-29 if I must. A tip of the cap to you, sir. That makes you a rarity around these parts. If I see Clemson fans wearing Duke in February, they hear about it from me. Hashtag Clemson family. You know, look. We often use the phrase sports polygamy, which applies to Lonzo. I hate it. I don't think it should be allowed. I understand to a degree having an AFC team and an NFC team, or college football is so vast that you could have teams, a team from a big league, a team from a small league, but not two teams from the same conference, man. You can't do that. Let's get to Gator Neal, who's up next. Gator Neal, what's happening, my brother? How are you?
Mark freaking Ryan, what's up? Man, I am pumped up today, Mark. Listen, I want to talk NBA, but you got me started on this Clemson thing. So give me a little extra time. Let me make my first quick comment about Clemson. I'm going to give you a good analogy, Mark. We all have some friends or brothers or whatever, some spouses, some relatives, whatever, that we know that are in bad relationships, that are not happy. But these people would rather be miserable. Now listen to me, Mark. These people would rather be miserable than lonely. That's where Clemson is right now. They would rather be miserable than lonely. Who are we going to go get? We don't have anybody on the table that we could go get to change our program. It's kind of like those couples that are miserable, but they'd rather be miserable than lonely. Let me give you an example. You got a miserable couple, and all of a sudden the guy, he's not happy. They've been in a relationship for 20 years or whatnot. He's not happy, but he doesn't want to leave because he doesn't want to be lonely. So every now and then the female, the wife, she might throw it on him for about 4 hours. keep him happy for that 4 hours.
When you say throw it on him, what are we referring to here?
Keep it in FCC regulations.
I think you can read between the lines, Mark. I know.
Okay. Well, one time on the air, I asked you to describe your sex life in a movie title, Gator Neil, and that what you gave me was From Dusk Until Dawn. So I'm gonna go in that direction. All right.
Well, my wife was in the hospital last week for 3 days, so it hasn't been From Dusk Till Dawn. It's been The Hand again. But anyways, that's not even important right now. My point is, and then you also, the other problem is, she makes him happy for a couple hours. Clemson makes all their fans happy for a few hours by beating Duke, by beating Louisville. But then you have those times where you lose to teams you shouldn't lose to, which is all about coaching, right? But then another problem is, you always have that know-it-all friend who tells you, yeah, but man, you know, if you leave or you've been with us for 20 years, you're going to be unhappy. He's the know-it-all. So you kind of get him in your ear. The know-it-all here is, and I'm not going to mention any names, but we got another show that competes against Mark Ryan who cannot even compete against Mark Ryan. Let's be honest. Telling all of these Clemson fans what they want to hear because it's a Clemson radio show, Brad Brownell is not the answer. He hasn't been for a while. Time to go. All right, Mark, NBA. I've got one question for you, and then I'm going to give you a comment.
Sure.
Because I have a specific guy on Twitter listening that pissed me off to no end on about Friday, I believe.
Is he listening right now? Are you sure he's listening right now? Okay.
Yes.
So he's listening right now. Do we want to call him out by name?
We do not.
We do not want to call him out by name.
When I make the comment I'm about to make, he's going to know. But my first question for you, and then I'm going to make my comment. That fourth quarter that we saw last night, why can we not see that in all-star games across the board, especially the NBA, for four quarters? That was off the charts entertaining. Agree or not, or don't agree?
Listen, I have a confession to make. I saw only bits and pieces of the all-star game. And I'll tell you, Gator Neil, like I feel shame on me. I feel a very shame on me moment. All the nice things you just said about me, you can throw them in the trash, perhaps, because I've kind of divorced all-star games, man. I don't have time anymore for things that don't matter. I need things that matter. But then, so I looked at my Twitter and people are going nuts about it. So I'm like, dear God, what am I missing? And when I tuned in, it was intense. It was very lively. And I'm like, what's going on here? Like it's the kids and the, you know, it's the $400,000 to the charity. Is that what the intensity was about?
Mark, you've known me now for just over a year. You know, I'm a pretty hard guy to please. I'm always trying to find it. I'm the skeptical one always. I always try to find something to be skeptical of. I'd be a good coach. That was the most intense, the best basketball that I have seen. And I'm not just making this up. I could go back probably until the Lakers played Boston in 2010, that fourth quarter. It was that good. They had LeBron on Embiid. They had LeBron on Lowry. They had LeBron on the Greek Freak. It was unbelievable, the intensity. They were giving nothing. They were complaining about the calls like a regular NBA game. It was off the charts good. And I'm not one to be pleased easily. That was incredible. My comment is this, Mark. For the idiot that told me that I'm crazy and that I have no knowledge of basketball because I put Tim Duncan in the top six of all time. Okay, people talk about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's the greatest. He was 6 out of 6. If Manu Ginobili and Kawhi Leonard can make free throws, first of all, it would have taken one of the championships away from LeBron, who I dearly love. I mean, he's one of the greatest talents that we've ever seen in any sport. But it would also have given Tim Duncan 6 out of 6. Tim Duncan never played with another true superstar outside of David Robinson the first year they won it, and then the second year David Robinson was too old.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan is by far the most underrated player. Look what Greg Popovich is doing now. He is the most underrated player, and I'm a Lakers fan.
Right.
He's the most underrated player maybe in the history of sports.
I get it.
Top to bottom.
I got you.
He
I got you.
Incredible.
So what is your closing statement? What is your closing statement here, Neil?
The closing statement is just that. Just like if I get Mark Ryan and Lonzo on the basketball court, I might not be flashy, baby, but at the end of the day, all that matters is like Rick Flair says. Woo!
I love you, brother. Love you. Love you, man.
To beat a man, what? You got to do,
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. You know, in honor of Gator Neil, who has said on this show that his sex life in a movie title is From Dusk Until Dawn, I thought it was only fair to ask our trusty producer today, for a movie title. Uh-oh, he's getting mad at me.
No, I'm not.
He told me not to ask him this because he's a newlywed. If your sex life was a movie title, what would it be called?
Yeah, Patrick? I'm not even touching with a 10-foot pole.
Well, there is the movie right there.
Nope.
Touching it with a 10-foot pole.
Nope.
We have our movie title.
That is not a movie.
Yeah, there it is.
That is not a movie.
It's so interesting that you selected that one because the movie title that encapsulates my sex life, Patrick, is The Longest Yard. I think that is a very humble thing to say.
I thought yours was Ready Player One.
You know, I no longer want to work with you, Patrick. No, actually, in all seriousness, my sex life in a movie title is Dumb and Dumber. And I just think that perfectly and aptly describes me in every way possible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, always appreciate Neil's call. The text line is blowing up. Let's see here. Mark, I think last night's All-Star game was the best one in a long time now. If they can just incorporate the way they played in the fourth throughout, we would be getting somewhere. Let's see here. It's a time of the day, man, where to read everybody's messages, I got to scroll through a bunch here on the screen. Let's see. Mark, you are seriously being punked by You Suck fans, which is short for U of SC. You're being punked by You Suck fans texting in saying Clemson fans pull for Duke in basketball. If you believe that. So anyway, there is going to be an insult there coming. You know, if you believe that, that's only followed by an insult, Patrick. There is going to be an insult after that. But then I can't find the remainder of the text. He's probably finishing it right now. All right, let's keep it going. And Brian is up next on the show. Hey, Brian, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides.
Hey, guys. I hope Brad Parnell retires at Clemson. And matter of fact, if
after this year, right?
No. I personally want him to retire at Clemson. And if Dabo goes to Alabama, I think he should be a dual sport coach and coach the football team also. So I refuse to tell you what school I pull for.
Yeah, but we have an educated guess as to what you're talking about, sir. I didn't realize where you were going in the first 20 seconds. It took me about 20 seconds to get the gist of this phone call. So, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Brian here, we are starting a petition for a lifetime contract for Brad Brunell at Clemson. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Clemson fan, when this is what the other side is saying about you, you've got the wrong damn coach. You've got the wrong damn coach. Open your eyes. It's right there in front of you. You know, if you had 2 good years in 10, Brian, 2 good years in 10. If you had 2 good years in 10 in a marriage, who stays in that? Who stays in that? Nobody stays in that. Well, come on.
I've had 10 good years in 10, so I'm good.
Listen, he knows where his bread is buttered, ladies and gentlemen. Brian, what is your sex life in a movie title?
Any Given Sunday, maybe. I'm not bragging.
I love it, Brian. I love it, man. I love it. Thank you very much. Listen to that spontaneity, the quick-wittedness. Listen to what he gave me. You're the producer of the show. You give me nothing?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, you know why they don't give you anything?
Because she's not listening right now. She's at work.
No. Well, first of all, she works from home. Second of all, there is numerous amounts of friends who do listen to this station who will roast me at any given moment that they get the chance.
Oh,
so
Patrick,
as soon as I say one thing, it'll go back to her.
Oh, you think they're going to rat you?
Absolutely.
Those aren't really friends then.
Yes,
friends
they are.
Friends don't rat you. Will Fiers, who ratted the Astros, is not a friend of the Astros. Friends don't rat you, bro.
No. They do it just to see what happens to me, and therefore I get to do it back to them.
Oh, come on.
This is how the circle of life goes with my friends.
Come on. Listen, man, I think you can just...
Nope.
I think you can just slip it in. Nope. It works just fine. There you go. All right, coming up next on the show, in honor of President's Day, Patrick Brown and I will tell you the most presidential people in sports, and those three requiring immediate impeachment. This is the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina, as awarded by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. A check on the text line where all you need to do is text to 71307, put ESPN in the body of your text, and then rock that sexy body. Patrick is a newlywed, so probably his movie is still Gone in 60.
That is not the case, my friend.
His movie is Gone in 60 Seconds.
Not the case,
well,
my friend.
Well, unless you replace it with a movie title, we're rolling with that.
All right, how about this? The Magician. That one's as PG as I can get.
Listen, I feel bad now. I feel like I'm guilty of peer pressure. I have peer pressured Patrick into giving me a movie title to describe his sex life. I have just gotten The Magician, but the texter says Gone in 60 Seconds. Which do you think is more likely for Patrick Brown?
Oh, let's not do this.
The Magician or Gone in 60 Seconds, ladies and gentlemen. I can kind of see a side of both, if I'm honest with you. I really can.
All right, that's hurtful.
It's a short magic trick. It's a short magic trick. The next texter says Shaft is the... This segment is going to end with neither one of us being employed.
Why did we do this after Valentine's Day? Why did we come up with this afterwards?
Well, see, Gator Neal called the show, and whenever Gator Neal calls a show, I'm reminded of his entrant into our Name Your Sex Life in a Movie topic, right? And he said some days it's the hand, and other days it is From Dusk Until Dawn. So those were the two movie titles that he gave us. Great to be with you guys, hopefully offending very few of you here on a President's Day, ESPN Upstate, Offsides with Mark Ryan, and today Patrick Brown here with you rolling on. So let's do this, Patrick. In honor of President's Day, okay, let us cue the music here, and we're going to give you the most presidential people in sports. And we're going to give you those requiring impeachment in sports. Here we go. All right, Patrick Brown, here we go. The most presidential people in sports. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Jay Wright, number one is who? Who is Jay Wright?
I have no idea.
He is the head coach of Villanova basketball.
Okay.
Always looks like he's right out of a GQ magazine. Always looks like he is the commander-in-chief on the sideline. He's got amazing suits, looks very presidential, has a very presidential effect on his basketball program. Jay Wright, for me, is number one.
For number one for me, I'm going with Vince McMahon.
Oh, come on.
No. Hear me out with this. You need someone that's going to rule, you know, kind of, you know, with authority.
Oh, jeez.
And you go with a guy who not only, you know,
a bastion of good sports, ladies and gentlemen.
Not only made WWE what it is today, but he's also made the XFL something to worth watching after the NFL. You're actually tuning into the XFL because of the new rules and the regulations that they have, and it's actually quite an entertaining product. He went toe-to-toe with big corporations, and he's like, you know what? I can do this. Plus, he looks good in a suit, so give me Vince McMahon, number one.
Vince McMahon, you know, a point could be made that The Office has gotten more in your face in the last 3 years than it's ever been before, and on that note, I think Vince McMahon, I might be coming around to that.
There you go.
The Office itself has never been more entertaining. The Office of the Presidency of the United States.
Wait for number two.
Number two for me is Tom Brady.
Listen. I don't want someone in the White House wearing
UGGs. Take off your loser Lions jersey right now. You guys have won nothing.
We've beaten them every time we play them.
Oh, so what? Yeah, that's like Clemson beating Louisville. What does it really mean?
Hey, I'm just saying.
What does it really mean? Tom Brady is his eminence, is the face of the NFL, is the greatest player, not just in the NFL's history, but in any current sport playing right now's history. He's the greatest player in baseball history, basketball history, and football history combined at the same time. Tom Brady is presidential. All right.
Whatever. Number two, Conor McGregor. Yes, I know he's not from the United States of America, but come on. Are you going to deny me a presidency, Oval Office, you know, State of the Union address done by the notorious Conor McGregor? Are you kidding me? Not only has he made himself a name outside of fighting out of Dublin, Ireland, but he's made himself a very successful businessman afterwards as well. That, to me, speaks great-minded value when coming with a president.
I'm going to channel my inner Conor McGregor, and for forcing you to share your movie title to describe your sex life, I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely nobody. All right. Finally, Russell Wilson for me is very presidential. He is the next Tom Brady. He is a CEO of the Seattle Seahawks, and I think he fits. I think it fits right there.
I think the last one for me is Adam Silver. I feel like if you have one commissioner that you can actually kind of look on and say, like, he's trying something and it's actually somewhat working, it is Adam Silver. He's at least doing something to make basketball a little bit more watchable on TV and not just a social media clip bites. For me, I like what he did with the All-Star Game. Not a huge improvement in my eyes. I still didn't watch it, but I did catch highlights. I think Adam Silver actually is very much deserving.
Okay, there you go. Now, but for every yin, there is a yang. For every sunny day, there is a rainy one. It is now time to get to our impeachment. Now, these people will be impeached in both the House and the Senate. All right?
Okay.
So here we go. Full impeachment two.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first. First one, Brad Brownell. He needs to go. Sorry, he needs to go. I know we just talked about it. He does. I want Clemson basketball to be better because I want the state of South Carolina basketball to be elevated just as well. So if Brad Brownell goes and someone else comes in to take over, absolutely, let's do it. He needs to go.
All right, Brad Brownell is going to go. I am going to say Roger Goodell.
Ah, you stole my
the
second.
The commissioner of the NFL. Why? Why? For one reason. He is reactive. He is not proactive. He reacts to social media storm. He doesn't have, you know, leaders know the right thing to do inherently. It's called self-awareness. It's one of the most important traits that I've looked for in my life in the opposite sex, right? Does she have self-awareness? Does she know how to act, how to appearance, how to act, how to behave in certain situations? Does she know when to speak and when to listen? It's the same for me. It's the same for men and women. Self-awareness is such an important thing. Roger Goodell has none of it. He's got none of it. He's just totally reactionary to the whims of society. And I think that's a total void of leadership right there. Next up on the impeachment front, who do you got?
Rob Manfred. We just heard him on the little ESPN bump earlier, but he's gotten out of touch with the baseball players. He's gotten out of touch with how they want things to be run and kind of how things should be to make it more entertaining. He is stuck in the past when it comes to MLB, and he's not embracing the future. So for that reason, he needs to go.
The Miami Dolphins and the Detroit Pistons. You know, part of being a fan, and your team is close to this. You've got to give the fans hope. Right? They're completely hopeless, child, to channel my inner Sebastian from The Little Mermaid. Completely hopeless, the Miami Dolphins and the Detroit Pistons. Those two teams do nothing at all times. Probably the Detroit Pistons are close and near and dear to your heart on some level. But the reality is these teams are the face of mediocrity. They're never bad enough to get the number one draft pick. They're never good enough to achieve anything of note. Impeach both of them. Get them out of my face.
Last up for me is Chelsea. I know we're going with the EPL, but they just need to go. I don't like Chelsea at all.
And finally, James Harden. James Harden for me.
Fear the beard.
Why? Yeah, here's why. Here's why. I'm just over the offense, man. I'm over just one guy dribbling the whole time. Look, I'm not going to... I don't speak in absolutes. I try to see shades of gray in my life. 50 Shades of Gray, to use the movie title analogy, no. Ladies and gentlemen.
Funniest movie of all time.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's funny.
Can you watch 50 Shades of Grey with someone of the opposite sex without getting hot and bothered? I can't
yes,
do it.
Yes, because I laugh.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's hysterical.
I can't do it.
How do you not watch that movie and laugh?
I have to watch it by myself.
How serious. Many times have you watched it by yourself?
Well, listen, 511 plus carry the one, drop the two, times three.
Okay, we have a different thing we need to talk about. You know what? I'm changing Chelsea. I'm changing it to 50 Shades of Grey, okay? That just needs to go.
All right. James Harden, I'm tired of the offense. I'm not gonna tell you can't win an NBA title doing that, but you're disengaging four players up and down the field, up and down the court with a style that the Houston Rockets play. All right, you are listening to the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. Thanks for being a part of Offsides. We roll on until 7 p.m. this evening here on ESPN Upstate. All right, let's get right to it. Cowboy? Am I saying that right? Cowboy wants to join us. Cowboy, I got about a minute for you, bud. Thanks so much for the call.
What's up, man? What's happening?
Always good to talk to you, man. What's up?
I'm enjoying the show. My Tar Heels will be back. We lost pretty much our whole nucleus of our team. Clemson can't cry there. We love when you lose Kobe White, when you lose half the team of Luke May that won a national championship, we can kind of take a year off, but we will be back. Be the point cutting this year. We will be back next year. If Cole Anthony does return, we could be cutting down the next year. If not, Roy Williams will recruit. My Cowboys, we don't need Tom Brady. He's one and done. He's a one-hit wonder. He done had his run. Sign Dak Prescott. Get this over with. Your Cowboys can win multiple championships. Go Tar Heels.
Hey, buddy. I appreciate it. Look, UNC's program, they care so much there. Again, back to our central point of your program in college football and college basketball will be what you will accept. UNC fans won't accept this. So you know darn well they're going to be back. This is just one of those years, man. Just one of those years. All right, coming up next on the show, he is CBS Sports' chief college basketball guy, Jerry Palm, joins us next. How does he size up Clemson? And how would he what does he make of South Carolina now that they've made their way onto the bubble? Jerry Palm joins us next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.